Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
The second half of the season ready to kick off as the Cowboys play their second straight Monday Night Football game, 2 in 3 weeks. They're going to take on the Vegas Raiders, and certainly this is going to be a little bit of a different lead up to this one, but we've still got you covered here on Love of the Star, proudly presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner for the Dallas Cowboys. Same day or you don't pay policy for certain repairs, 100% satisfaction guarantee, no excuses, no exceptions. Visit the ontimeexperts.com and click that book now button. You're going to pay less over the time because they're correctly diagnosing your issue and fixing it right the first time. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Ryan Broaddus. And we did have Stephen Jones on 105.3 The Fan today with the KNC masterpiece. And Stephen obviously commented on the heartbreaking loss of Marshawn Nealon, which we talked about in our last episode. Stephen saying, quote, anytime you get news like that, your heart just obviously is, it's like a hole going through it. You're just heartbroken. Certainly hoping that wasn't the case. Woke up and was hoping it was a dream, but unfortunately it wasn't. And now it's already started, the grieving process, but the rest of the National Football League honoring Marshawn Nealon this weekend. And we did get some news. The Cowboys plan multiple tributes to Marshawn Nealon, including a helmet decal. Players and coaches, they're going to wear special T-shirts for the next two games. That'll start Monday night at Las Vegas. Then following Sunday at home against the Eagles to show support for Nealon, who died by suicide last week. And then they'll also have, as I mentioned, the helmet decal. And they'll also have a moment of silence as well before the game. And I'm sure the Cowboys still workshopping other ways to go about this. And, you know, Brian, I guess I was trying to rack my memory as to, you know, the last time something, I mean, even comparable, which it's tough, but you know, that Cincinnati game, that were you on the charter for that? I know you were with DallasCowboys.com.
Absolutely, yeah, I was, and
what was that like?
Well, it was a very difficult situation. We had actually got to the plane. We, you know, at the time with DallasCowboys.com, when on a Saturday travel, we don't get to be with the players, like, you know, where they have media availability and stuff. So the last time we were with the players was Friday. And then, you know, we got myself and I know myself and Derek Eagleton were early on to the plane, and I was sitting there. And Derek leans over to the seat and says, hey, man, something bad happened last night. and I couldn't get anybody to tell me. So I said, okay, well, let me see what I could do here. So I got up and I walked up, and Adam Pacifica, the contract guy, was sitting in his seat ahead of us. And I walked up and said, Adam, did something happen last night? He goes, yeah, it did. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, thank you. And he didn't go into great detail, but, you know, I knew enough what was, you know, kind of going on there. And because of just, you know, just kind of reading his vibe and stuff like that. And then we, you know, it's strange because where we sit on the plane, DallasCowboys.com is behind like the media. So you have Channel 8, the local news station. So those guys were in front of us. There were a couple of guys in front of us. They were working their phones. Like they were trying to kind of figure out what was going on. And as Derek and I were, you know, and Derek and I then kind of got word what was happening. And then when we all got on the plane, or everybody got on the plane, the players got on the plane, they asked the media to leave the plane. And so we all got out onto the tarmac and we're standing there and we were all talking among ourselves. And that's when we all kind of came to the conclusion of what happened. And so Coach Garrett, everybody was talking to the players on the plane. And then that's how everybody really kind of found out what was going on with the situation. But it it might have been the best coaching job that Jason Garrett and that staff had ever done, for them to get on an airplane to go to Cincinnati in really kind of a must-win game and to find a way to get it done. Was a credit to those players with very heavy hearts, with Jerry Brown and, you know, and what happened with, you know, with that whole situation. And, you know, it was amazing, you know, flying over, the plane was just dead silent. I mean, dead silent. And, I don't mean to use the word dead like that, but you understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Very, very quiet. And, so, We land in Cincinnati and we get to the buses. Nobody's saying a word. They get to the hotel and they had created a path where we didn't have to deal with any of the fans or cameras or any of that stuff. We went right through to get our keys and then get to the rooms. And it was, you know, those players just basically had that overnight to think about it. And then the next day to go play that game. And they played well. I mean, they really, really played well and, you know, made some key plays along the way, some key runs, and it was impressive. It really was. And, you know, coming back, it just, the plane, just to kind of the guys talking among themselves and how they felt like they honored, you know, I mean, it was difficult for Josh Brent and that situation. It was, you know, and it was difficult for the players, but, you know, flying back, they knew that they had to do a job and they did the job to the best of their abilities. And they did it for Jerry and it was, it was one of the, and I say this and I don't mean this as like, wow, you know, but Garrett and the staff, the players, they honored that man by going out and getting a victory. And that was, and that's the way it needed to be done.
Yeah, and other players have talked about this. I know, you know, we're recording this on a Monday night, so we've got Eagles Packers going on now. And Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence talked about it. He had a hell of a game on Sunday with two fumble recoveries for a touchdown. Yeah. You know, both former teammates of Marshawn Nealon, and how, you know, Micah alluded to it. It's tough. You know, it is tough to get your mind right to go and play a game, but everybody grieves differently. And it was, you know, of note to me today, Solomon Thomas, who also is somebody that does tremendous charity work and awareness, you know, for suicide prevention, along with Dak Prescott and the entire defensive line, basically all got together, in support with Solomon Thomas, his nonprofit social service organization at Metro Crest Services. And they specialize in helping individuals, families, and seniors navigating through crisis situations and work to stabilizing their lives for a brighter future. So they packed food together for the homeless and those in need. And Solomon Thomas, you know, he was quoted and said the bye week being away from each other was hard. So coming into the building together meant a lot. And hopefully getting back together, you know, other players, other teammates, brothers that you can lean on. This week, I think for me, that's what it would be about, right? Let's go out and honor Marshawn. Let's do what we can for him. It's tough to separate like life and football, but you do have a job to do. And now it's about getting ready for Vegas and trying to go on a run here in the second half of the season. Stephen Jones did sound optimistic, was the word that he used, as where this team's going health wise. Shown back and plenty of others.
Yeah. And Revell is a full this week. So you could very well see him put into the mix. We'll see how things play out, but he should be available, and Overshone's available, and you've got the new additions. And yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a tragedy, and you deal with teams, or people deal with tragedies in different ways. And I, described how that team dealt with the tragedy going to Cincinnati and winning a game, and now you're in the same boat, as far as having to go honor a man. Go honor a man who was a brother, a teammate, a part of what you're doing. I said this today on the break, with Derek Eagleton, Vaj Lombardi, and Ambar Garcia. I said, listen, the guy was improving as a player. Every week he was getting a little bit better as a player. He went from a guy that you and I had done in the draft, to a guy that was getting better as a pass rusher. And, there was some setbacks he had, but he was, as a player, he was getting better. And that's really what this team needs to do here in the second half. They need to find a way to kind of take a page out of Marshawn Nealon's book and just get a little better, get a little bit better on defense, go make some plays, make some plays on offense, and, find a way to kind of turn their season around. This so far has been a disappointment. Losses to Arizona looks bad now. The Chicago is playing better. The Carolina, these are tough. I mean, these are, you look at where the standings are right now, and say you found a way to beat Green Bay or Philly, but now you're going to have to find a way to play some really, really good football here the last 8 weeks of the season. You're going to have to find a way to maybe beat, for sure, you're going to have to beat the, the Raiders, but, look at Philadelphia, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, there's some games ahead that you're not going to be able to play poorly in and expect to win. You've played your poor football early in the season. And, like I said, it's going to have to start, in Las Vegas a week from tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Karamo, talk show host, life coach, and your next best friend. You just don't know it yet. I'm hosting a new podcast called Started on WhatsApp, Brotherhood. We're going around the world to explore male friendships and all the wins, challenges, and bonds that are made in WhatsApp group chats. And that's exactly where you can listen to it. right in the app. It's streaming on the official WhatsApp channel. Just open the app and go to the updates tab to start listening. While you're at it, message your best friend and make sure they listen too. I'll see you there.
No doubt. And I guess as we look through this, you mentioned kind of the gauntlet of this schedule.
Yeah.
But I guess the question will be just how much better can they get defensively? And Logan Wilson is a true Mike, and he is a player that I do think has instincts, and you've done an excellent breakdown on him, even weeks before the trade deadline is a target that potentially could be a name. Him overshown, does this now free up Shamar James to play a more natural position? How much can you get from Savona Ravel? How much, Trayvon Diggs, does he get back in the fold here? He was not moved at the deadline. The addition of Quinnen Williams, how does that impact the rest of your defensive line? I and we talked about this. I think the offense is going to be okay. It is interesting that we had Connor Riley say right tackle. That's a competition.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And, but I'll say this. We felt good about the offense. Are we really feeling good about the offense? That's, the last couple of weeks, Arizona gave you some fits and Denver gave you some fits. And, that's all of a sudden you look at the tape, and if you're the Raiders, I'm like, well, should we play this? Should we try this? Should we, what do the Raiders have to lose? I mean, they can, you could look at their situation. I mean, I'm not saying their season's on the line. I think their season's done, but there's a certain amount of pride playing on Monday Night Football, and I think you're going to get an absolute great effort from them, much like you did Chicago and Carolina and the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona's season was, they were going nowhere, five straight losses, and all of a sudden they come in AT&T and beat you. And, man, you needed that game. You really needed that game. And so it's super important to, but I'm not going to lie. I have concerns about right tackle, and I'm the guy that was standing up on the table and saying, well, we need more Nate Thomas out there. Well, you got Nate Thomas for 19 snaps and five pressures, and I know that people say, well, he's been playing left tackle. It's different from right tackle. You're absolutely right. It is. But Nate Thomas needs to be ready as a swing tackle to be able to handle those things. He has to be able to go in there and play at a very high level. And let's see if he, if he were to get 65 plays, would he only have a couple of pressures, or would it be 65 plays and you've got nine pressures? Now there's questions about the offense, and really, we kind of immediately assume that Dallas playing at home is going to score 40 points or score 30 points. Well, they almost did, but still it wasn't enough. And so, that's kind of where you're at right now. I think there's concerns, but I'm encouraged by the fact that they got a break here halfway to kind of get themselves back together. Maybe the coaches could sit down and look at some things. They're going to look remarkably, I think, different. I say remarkably. They're going to look different on defense. They're going to be the Wilsons, the Overshones, I think Ravel, hopefully he gets an opportunity. Carson, you're going to see more of guys that you haven't seen this year. And hopefully that means maybe one or two opportunities to get off the field more. That's all I'm asking. Sure. I'm not asking you to be the steel curtain of the people, the purple people eaters, or the old
doomsday, Bears, the 2000 Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I try to use something other than the 85.
I like
Bears.
The nicknames that you went with there.
Well, you got the fearsome foursome, you got the purple people eaters, you got the doomsday defense, you got all these famous, steel
fly zone.
The dome patrol, you got them all, man. I mean, that's the old Saints, the dome patrol.
Legion of Boom.
But there you go. But see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not asking them to be that. I'm asking them to just play competent defense. I'm asking the offense to, when they get down the red zone and they're inside the five, find a way to score. Come up with your best plays. Find a way to score. Execute a little better. Don't kick field goals down there. Don't go for it on fourth and one and not get it, or fourth and three. Don't and not get it. They need to play better football, and it's going to start too. Like, on Monday night with the defense, that I just wonder how it's going to look with potentially so many new pieces to it. That's the thing I'm, you know, is it going to be a cohesive unit?
Sure.
Or is it going to be, oh, wow, we had a bust there because we weren't sure. Or, oh, we haven't done that before. This thing could go a couple of ways. It can't be the doomsday defense, or it could be the defense that we've seen here at the first 9 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be optimistic, and the hope would be you had a putrid offense a couple of years ago. They get absolutely smoked on the road by San Francisco. They have the bye. They come out, and in the second half of the season, they're the best offense in all of football. So I don't think that you're going to have that big of a jump just to what you just said. But could you at least get to everything that you're saying? Now, that is with the assumption the offense gets back to being one of the best units in all of football. But
yeah,
I do have confidence that that will be okay. And maybe that's just me being overly optimistic.
I'm with you. I just been the last couple of weeks, they have not blocked particularly well. And, you know, and last week was the first time that we didn't see Dak Prescott handle the escapes very well. He's been playing at a very, very high level. This offensive line, if you go at the end of the day when you and I are doing the postgame show, it is four pressures, three pressures, four pressures, two pressures, five pressures. You know, you go down the line and everybody's had a pressure or a sack. And where this offense has had success is Dak Prescott has been able to avoid the problems that they've had when they've had pressures. He's done a great job of avoiding. The Arizona game, he did not have the opportunity. The quick pressures were an issue. Yes. And, you know, and let's be honest, we're looking at Max Crosby this week and that kind of stuff, you know? Sure. So, you know, they're going to have to figure some things out and they're going to need to find a way. You look at the Denver Broncos the other day, they go, you know, they're playing a game at home against, you know, they light up the Cowboys, go to Houston, don't score, play a game against the Raiders at home, don't score. Arizona lights you up, doesn't do anything in their game yesterday. You know, I mean, it's you worry about things like that. You worry things about,
and
you know,
got a runner in Genty that is very capable of making it a rough afternoon for you.
Or tight ends, tight ends, you know, Bowers. But listen, Dallas, I can't say they're playing a whole lot better, but I think they're better, but they've got to find ways to go make plays. They've got to find a way to go out there and put a lot of pressure, play like they did against the Commanders, score points, put pressure on the quarterback, and then try and find a way to get out of there and not get out of there, but, you know, have some good feeling going into the Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.